Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Orsilac. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Traber. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Gerhart. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Rick Shue. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jose Bautista. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting second. The DH, Terry Francona. Batting third. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Orsilac hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheets. Franco reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. Francona moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball towards left. Sheets settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Sheets. Snyder moves to second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Upshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Traber takes first base on ball 4. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Mike Morgan now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Orsilac. Franco reaches second base with a double. Bando scores. Francona goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orsilac. Hall reaches second base with a double. Franco scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's 8-0, Indians. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Upshaw moves to second. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Snyder scores. Upshaw moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. It's 9-0, Indians. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gerhart hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Shue bunts towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kennedy moves to second. Joe Orsilac batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Orsilac is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Orsilac hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Washington batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Francona is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gerhardt. Franco reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. Francona goes all the way around to score. It's 11-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Traber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheets. Bando reaches second base with a double. Jacoby moves to third. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jacoby scores. Bando moves to third. 2 outs. It's 12-0, Indians. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Francona hits a pop-up towards third. She settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets strikes out. 1 out. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gerhardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerhardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Thurmond now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 5 RBIs. Franco hits a line drive towards first. Murray reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shue strikes out. 1 out. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Orsilak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shue fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Traber batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Traber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Traber hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-2, Indians. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerhardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. Gerhardt moves to second. Two outs. Rickshaw is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Shaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bando is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Francona is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Franco is 3-for-4 in the game, with three doubles. He's got five RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Domingo Ramos now playing second base. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Orsulac is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Orsulac hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Orsulac reaches second base with a double. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Don Oss now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a pop-up towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo now playing left field. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Traber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Sheets batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Sheets is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheets hits a fly ball into left field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gerhardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerhardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.